My name is Laura Masterson, and I'm a senior at the Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong. It was 6 years ago that I was with my priest in my car. We pulled in from lunch where we explored what God was doing in my life. She brought up the priesthood. "I think you're a priest," she said. I shriveled in my seat. She explained a beautiful metaphor relating call to be a priest to having a baby. You have two choices. You can accept it and let it happen, or you can moan and wail and worry. Either way, the baby is coming. This story illustrates discernment in community, human fear, and even leadership. Today, though, I see truth as the theme. It is the same sort of truth, or emet in Hebrew, that this passage in Zechariah references. Speak the truth to one another, render in your gates judgments that are true. This was the truth she saw in me. All over the Old Testament, the idea of truth refers to an experiential reality, instead of a reasoned fact. God desires truth in the inward being. God judges according to emet, a part of righteousness and peace. It was a miracle that day that I could hear the truth. It was something hidden even to me, but still in existence, in this time of waiting, of perhaps discernment of your own. May your eyes be opened to truth. And may you not be afraid, for the baby is coming. Let us pray. God of truth, you are the truth of our being. Help me today to experience all that you are, and to do it without fear. Amen.